A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We instruct you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who walks in a disorderly way, and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked so as not to be a burden on any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is my own hand, Paul's. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead man's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you and your children, of those who murdered the prophets, now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. And today, as we said in the beginning, is the consecration, the anniversary of the consecration of our church. And those of you online can't see it, you can see one of the candles. The candles are lit all the way around the church. It's the one time a year when we light them as we remember our dedication. The church is over 150 years old, the parish, but the building was consecrated, like I said, in 1917. And the place of the church got to be a place that's not filled with the beauty of the outside, but it has to have an interior, which is prayer. You know, when Jesus is yelling at the Pharisees today, he's talking about, oh, you look nice. Now, if you ever come to our church, you know, this is a beautiful church. But that doesn't make it the church. It doesn't matter how it looks on the outside. It matters how we are in the inside. Are we a place of prayer and a place of love? Because again, if the church is not a place of prayer and it's not a place of love, it is not the church of Jesus Christ, no matter how beautiful it looks. If we are not people of prayer and people of love, we are not followers of Jesus, no matter how beautiful we may look, no matter how holy we look when we receive communion, no matter how devotional we may appear, because God looks at our hearts. And so what always has to happen is our hearts got to constantly be transformed, that I got to make sure that I am not a hypocrite. The inside is where my following of Jesus is, not just an exterior devotion. I have experienced throughout my 31 years of priesthood people that look unbelievably pious, very, very holy, and yet are filled with hatred of other people, who judge other people constantly and don't even think a second about their own sinfulness. Those people scare me. I sometimes have been one of those people. Maybe you have too. But the reality is God calls us to go deeper. And if we do this, look at what God promises us and what Paul's praying for today. As you get it in the first reading, he says, may the Lord of peace. So who is God? The Lord of peace. Himself give you peace at all times in every way. Peace is what's going on inside of us. And peace is established when we repent of our sins and we live God's holy will. So again, if you don't have peace in your heart, there's two things to look at. Am I a mortal sin? And if you are, you got to repent. Don't make excuses for it. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, we're all like this. Oh, I love that one. When people come to confession, I say, do you gossip? Oh, yeah, Father, but everybody gossips. Well, that's why most people are going to hell. Everybody does it. Stop it. So do you have repented? Have you repented of your sins? Have I repented of my sins? And two, am I living God's will? Because holiness and peace comes when God's will and our will become one. So that means today, instead of coming to church and telling God what you need, you come to church and you say, God, what do you want of me today? I exist today to do your will. That's what this church should be about. And that's what each of us should be about. Let's do it and have peace. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.